This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Monday get-together here on Gwen and Chris. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, with his proudly wearing his San Diego Padres sweatshirt after a 5-0 week for the Friars. Two wins over the Giants, a couple of off days, and then a sweep of the Pirates over the weekend in Pittsburgh. Friday night, it was the offense that came alive. Yesterday, it was the pitching that dominated. And then in the middle game, some guy named Fernando Tatis Jr. stole the show. And stole the game. He ran away with the game. And the Pirates get out of there with nothing. And the Padres get out of town with three games in hand. And on to New York they go, where they evidently brought the rain with them.
There it is on the TV.
Padres ballpark cam on MLB Network shows us that the tarp is on at Yankee Stadium. Although we're getting conflicting reports as far as what the story is for tonight's game. Either, no, they're not going to play. There's a little chance they can play. All the way up to, there's like a 4 or 5 hour window supposedly somewhere tonight that they can play.
New York Yankees weather tracker on Twitter said that there's a window.
The window.
Personally, I love all of the meteorologists that live in San Diego that are up to date on the New York weather, because I've been told by everyone this game ain't being played.
By
people that are living in San Diego.
Yes, right. We all know. That's funny because you're right. There's an actual living, breathing, with a certificate in hand, meteorologist right there in the Bronx, New York, who doesn't know whether this game will be played. Right? But people out here who are, three time zones away have an opinion on whether tonight's game will be played or not. Right now the tarp is on. We will find out along with the rest of you. In the meantime, we will get you ready for a game as if it may be played. Tony Gwynn Jr. should be checking in from the Big Apple shortly or soon.
Yes, he's listening to Mike Schilt speak right now.
All right. So we'll have Tony with us. A little update from him. Maybe Mike Schilt knows whether the game will be played tonight. Although if Mike Schilt did know whether the game was going to be played tonight, he probably wouldn't tell the rest of us, because that's Mike Schilt's way.
You know,
it's okay.
No, it's totally okay. I'm a little upset that I wore my Jackson Merrill shirt today.
You missed it by one day, apparently.
Which is under my Padres sweatshirt, and I covered it up because Jackson Merrill is not going to be playing tonight if they play the game.
He's not in the lineup tonight.
In the lineup, yes.
Yeah, Brandon Lockridge is in the lineup in center field tonight. However, according to Kevin Acey, who seems to know a lot of this stuff, Jackson Merrill is either on his way to or already has arrived in New York and is expected to return tomorrow. So that's not, look, it was April 6th, I believe, the last time he played.
tomorrow is May 6th. It was supposed to be, he may be out for an hour or two. And then it became a game or two. And then it became a 7-day IL. Mm-hmm. Then it became a 10-day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a month. So we'll get Jackson Merrill back finally, it looks like, tomorrow. But look, the Padres are, you know, no worse the wear. I mean, they have shaken off that 8-of-11 losing stretch with five straight victories, and they've got themselves back to 22-11. They're back on pace to win 108 games. They're back within a half game of the Dodgers. They've moved past the Mets into the second-best record in baseball. I don't know what, you know, we could complain if we really, really wanted to. Like I could go off on a tangent about how miserable I was for five innings Saturday watching my guy, Randy Vasquez, try to throw a strike, which he just cannot do consistently. Now, did he somehow finagle out of all of that? I believe they stranded 10 runners against him in five innings. I think he walked six. He gave up five hits. I mean, everybody got on base. But I give Randy, you know, his due. He only held them to the one run. And because Manny hit the home run and then Fernando put on his burglar's outfit there in the ninth inning.
It's incredible.
The Padres ran away with the game. But Vasquez, I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, he drives me crazy. Absolutely drives me crazy. And, you know, we'll see. Stephen Kolek was a whole lot more fun to watch yesterday. Now, maybe that had something to do with the fact that he had a 4-0 lead to sit on. But I think it had mostly to do with the fact that throw strikes, get the ball over the plate, get ahead in the count once in a while. It works in Major League Baseball. Some days it doesn't, right? Some days they hit you. Okay, get back out there the next time and throw strikes again. That is the key in my mind. And that's why if you asked me right at this very moment that when Yu Darvish comes back, who should go out of the rotation? I can't stand watching Randy Vasquez pitch anymore. I don't know how Mike Schilt does it.
I knew we were going to have this conversation.
I don't know how he does it.
I thought long and hard.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think maybe Randy Vasquez is a guy who gets better with guys on base because he.
It's
a crazy thing for me to say, but it's
so.
But he does this every start, and he seemingly gets away with it every start.
Almost every start, he gets away with it. You're absolutely right, Scraby. But how can you? Mike Schilt, even Ruben Niebla, the calmest pitching whisperer of all time.
Yeah.
His stomach has to be churning when he watches Randy Vasquez pitch. Because if my stomach is churning 3,000 miles away, I'm sure his is.
He needs to get the mindset, and I know this is like really, really life-altering news that I'm about to give Randy Vasquez. He needs to get in the mindset that there's guys on base all the time. Because he can make a pitch when he needs to make the pitch.
Maybe we should just save Randy Vasquez to pitch in extra innings. When they start the inning with a runner on base.
Oh, then he's locked in.
He'd be locked in.
That's a 10th inning specialist,
take
Chris.
Him out of the rotation and put him as a 10th inning specialist because he can certainly get outs when there's runners on base.
Yes, he can.
But he can't seem to get any until there are. And, you know, like, he finally, I think it was the third inning Saturday, maybe the fourth, he finally got the first two guys out.
Yes.
And then just can't stand the success. Got to give up a single. Got to give up a walk. Got to fly behind the next guy. I'm 3-1. You know, and then the guy, you know, hits a line drive at somebody and you're out of the inning at long last. So anyway, that was my only thing. But I don't want to go too far on that because the rest of the weekend, you couldn't have asked for anything more. They hit with runners in scoring position again, just as they did in the Giants series. When they're doing that, they're almost impossible to beat. The Xander Bogaerts people have to at least shut her down for another 24 hours.
Yeah, at least 24.
He not only won the game yesterday with his three RBIs, the guy who can't play defense and doesn't have a strong enough arm played gold glove defense yesterday. How about the shot that O'Neill Cruz hit that almost took Xander Bogaerts into left field.
Yeah, it did.
And he stayed with it, got knocked down by a ground ball. That's how hard it was hit.
I mean, O'Neill Cruz is the hardest hitting player in the league.
And he, I mean, it almost took Stephen Kolek's head off. I don't know how Kolek survived that. It was a missile. Bogarts gloves it on one hop and then is knocked down by a ground ball. You know, got the out. I mean, look, Xander had a great game yesterday. I know the rest of you who hate him and want to see him fail can't wait to see him go 0 for 4 in the next couple games. And you'll quickly forget about the fact that he's now won you two games in the last weekend or so.
Yeah.
Okay? He has.
That's a good point.
He won the Giant game with the home run that put the game away on Tuesday. And he won the game yesterday. He had three RBIs out of the four. So, you know, if that's not enough, fine, I go, you know, win every game for you. And if he doesn't, then he makes too much money. That's fine. I'll go ahead and take the Xander that can win me two of the last five games. That was pretty good.
I will too.
Is he tearing it up? Not yet. But he came up big. Give it to him when he give it to him. And you know what? Elias Diaz. I was ready to get rid of all these guys behind the plate. They can't hit. Now, Diaz has three homers now. He's becoming at least a mild threat up there. That is something. And they finally brought Campusano
up. I was going to say, you got your wish.
Well, I did. And look, he may go 0 for 20, but at least you brought him up. You gave him the chance. He's hitting, 1,000 OPS in the minors. Let's see what he can do. He's got to be better than your other alternatives right now, and he is. I mean, they sent down Connor Joe. Who would you rather have? Connor Joe batting up there? So, you know, Campusano didn't get a hit in the two games, but he got a couple of walks. He was in the middle of a couple of rallies. You know, it's a start. Let's see where that goes. But I think you got to give him a shot. Yeah. They gave him a shot. I like it. Merrill's due back. Look, things are good. 22-11. I got some numbers to back up even how much better that is than you think it is. And we'll hear from Tony in New York, keep you up to date on the weather conditions. Right now, though, I haven't seen it rained out anywhere.
According to the chat, this game has been canceled already.
But according to the chat, they're not according to the people, because it's not been canceled.
I'm part of this problem. I am one of these people, but when
you are,
when people in the chat are like, no, this game's never going to be played.
Okay.
How do you know that?
I don't know how they know.
And I'm like, I'm just going by the Doppler radar. Well, Scrabs, I just looked at it too, and I think that this game's over.
Well, be prepared for the following, Scraby. The minute that they officially cancel this game.
Oh, I know.
You are going to get obliterated by
the
chat.
That's fine.
Just so you know that.
I'm hoping for a game because, you know what? A doubleheader for them is not really the best thing for this team.
I mean, look, Pavetta's already had an extra day.
Andy says weather doomers.
We're weather doomers or they are? Yeah, we're hopeful.
Yes, we're
you
hopeful.
You and I are hopeful there'll be a game tonight. Look, Pavetta's already had an extra day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to give him a second day of rest. So let's go. Let's get it in tonight. Let's keep on rolling. Five straight. It's always a little special to be there in the house that Ruth built.
Yes.
We'll see how the Padres and Yankees fare, and we'll keep you up to date on all of the weather. Although apparently you don't need us to. Right?
Because
they will let us know. Right, what I'm just saying, all the people listening around the chat are all weather experts, so they don't need us to tell them what the weather is.
This is going to be a callback. A bunch of Whitney Southwicks out there.
Oh, boy. I like Whitney
Southwick. I never met Whitney Southwick, but I loved his weather.
And his name.
It's a great name, too.
All right. We'll get our first break of the day. Big name in the NFL has just been released. Surprising. Not really. We'll tell you who and the rest of it when Gwen and Chris continue.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, welcome back, Gwynn and Chris. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., at Yankee Stadium, where, according to the Yankees, this is not according to any of the people in our chat, who have all canceled tonight's game.
It's my favorite new beef that I have with the chat today.
Well, it is interesting that they all seem to know more than the actual team that is hosting the game.
Do you check the Doppler, bro?
The Yankees are officially opening the gates.
Yes.
On time, as scheduled.
Yes.
In 15 minutes at Yankee Stadium to allow the fans to come in for tonight's rained out game. Obviously, they don't expect it to be rained out.
Yeah, they wouldn't tell fans to come to the stadium if
they were going to rain out. It would seem kind of silly. All right, anyway, hopefully there'll be a game. It's still up in the air for sure, but if you're part of our chat, apparently you've already decided to call the game. Even though none of you are actually there.
I'm not coming down on the chat.
Oh, I am on this one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, on this one.
Okay.
I mean, people that know everything that just don't know it, you know, that's one of those things for me.
I think people know. I like to get into arguments about stuff that doesn't really matter. And this is one of the things that doesn't really matter.
Look, if you believe you think the game will be called, perfect. Say, you know what? Looks like it'll be called. That's fine. You have an opinion. You're using your knowledge and taking a guess at it. But that's all any of us can actually do now.
Yeah.
As opposed to the people that are coming on the chat going, oh, no, man, this game's already been rained out.
Well, I found my favorite new account.
Apparently
which is
not.
Yankees Radar.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing. They have their own Twitter account.
All right. Well, Tony should be joining us back upstairs. He's down. Was down with Mike Schilt. We'll hear from Tony shortly. Padres are 5-0 on the week, or went 5-0. I guess it's a new week starting up here. During the five games, I told you they hit with runners in scoring position. 17 for 39. That's almost a 400 clip. So you go ahead and you hit 400, and, you know, with the pitching the Padres have, you're not going to beat them if they do that well with runners in scoring position. And they did. They were 3 for 9 yesterday. Here's the other rub on this. And it looks like Kevin Acey's starting to pick up on this a little bit. I picked up on it, as you know, like 2 weeks ago. The Padres still have not hit a three-run homer.
That's right.
They still not hit a grand slam. They are the furthest thing from a Slam Diego as you can possibly be. The Padres now, they went 0-for-2 with the bases loaded yesterday. The Padres now have had 159 plate appearances with either two men on or the bases loaded. They have no home runs, and in that span, they only have five doubles. One of them came yesterday, courtesy of Xander Bogaerts, who doubled with two men on base and scored the runs.
Yes.
That's it. Padres have none. There have been a total of 153 such home runs hit this year between three-run homers and grand slams in baseball. This doesn't explain anything. It's just one of those weird circumstances. But having said that, without the three-run homer or the grand slam, you've got to hit with runners in scoring position. You got to get everybody in you can.
Yeah.
Because you can't sit back and wait for that long one that hasn't happened. So, really, they're doing this, and that's despite those home run numbers. Now, you're going into New York this week where you're playing a team that has, like, what, 100 home runs already this year?
They have a lot of home runs.
I mean, that's all the Yankees can do.
I mean, the Torpedo Bat Central. By the way, remember Torpedo Bats?
Yeah. See, we told you. We told you that was flash in the pan. You didn't believe us. But speaking of solo home runs, because the Padres also are pretty good in that category, Padres 29 home runs this year. 22 solo. All right. They should have been in the Royals-Orioles game yesterday. 11 home runs were hit in that game. A major league record 10 solo home runs.
Wow.
In the Royals-Orioles game yesterday.
So it's not just the Padres.
No. It's well, look, it's baseball, right?
Because, yeah.
And why does everybody hit solo home runs? Because nobody's swinging to try to get on base. Everybody is going for the home run right then and there. So if you're not hitting line drives, there's not going to be anybody on base for these home runs.
Now, when you say that, how much are hitters changing the way they swing to hit a home run versus hit a line drive?
I think they have over time has developed
Yes.
You know, over time, this has certainly developed the launch angle, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure.
I like what the Padres are doing, which is trying to go the other way.
And
under Oscar Rodriguez, we're going to hit the other way. We're going to hit We're going to hit the line drives. We're going to go to the gaps. We're going to use the whole field. This is the way people used to hit in baseball.
Take what they give you.
Ask Rod Carew. Ask Tony Gwynn Sr. Hit them where they ain't. That used to be a thing in baseball.
Yeah.
That changed to hit them where they can't be, which is over the fence. They can't catch it there.
I do think it's funny that baseball has gone so far away from like a proven way of playing the game. And then some teams are going back to it, and I'm happy
I think it's
the Padres
starting,
are.
It's starting to, you know, at least be a little bit of both now. Padres yesterday got, what, their eighth shutout of the season?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, eight shutouts.
Yeah, not too bad.
I put together a little stat thing.
Yes, I see this. Go ahead.
So Kevin Acey's newsletter, if you don't subscribe, you need to because it's great. But he listed all of the pitchers that have pitched during the eight-game shutout, and it's no surprise that Jason Adams has appeared in five of the eight shutouts. No surprise that Jeremiah Estrada has appeared in four of the eight. Then the only starter that has more than Michael King is Nick Pivetta with three. He's started three games in which they shut out. Then Peralta, Jacob, Morihone, King, Matsui, Suarez, two, Hart, Vasquez, Cruz, Kolek, one. Meaning, these guys, when put in the right places, do exactly what they're supposed to do. Which is not give up anything.
You got 13 guys that have contributed to the eight shutouts.
Yes.
That's more than a normal pitching staff.
And you got four starters, which obviously they're going to be a part of the shutout. But then you got Michael King doing it twice and Nick Pivetta doing it three times.
Yes, the only starter who has not been part of a shutout is the still struggling Dylan Cease. I know we're keeping that quiet because we want to hope it just turns around. But frankly, he didn't pitch very well again Friday night. Only lasted four innings through 90-some-odd pitches.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something that's going to have to be, you know, dealt with at some point. Right now we can overlook it because we're winning. But Dylan Cease has got to get it figured out here. Hopefully, you know, in New York would be a good place to figure it out before he gets home.
Does Dylan Cease drive you as nuts?
No.
But why? But because Dylan Cease is more wild.
Dylan Cease is not pitching well. This is what the result. Randy Vasquez is pitching the only way I've ever seen him pitch. That's the difference.
Okay.
That's the difference.
A style.
Yeah. Ball one, ball two. You know, strike one, ball three. You know, I can't handle it. When he pitches, to me, it's like watching a little league game. I just beg for the pitcher to throw a strike. One of the other notions, I want to get this in before we get Tony, hopefully after this break, is the notion that the Padres, and people are going to say it after they beat the Pirates, the Padres have played a really easy schedule.
Saw it all over the place.
All right, here's the facts. That's what you're saying. Here's the facts. Okay, let me just give you the numbers. Padres have played 33 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
20 of those games, 20, are against teams with winning records.
Oh, so more than 20, half.
20, and they're 13 against losing records. Now, they're doing what most good teams do. They're 12-8 in winning teams, which is solid,
mm-hmm.
and they're blowing out the losing teams. They're 10-3. And all three losses was the Rays series. So 20-13. On the other hand, the Dodgers have played 34 games, one more.
They've had a really soft schedule, for being real.
13 versus winning, 21 versus losing.
There you go.
So they're almost flipped. I'm not saying the Dodgers is easier, harder. I'm just saying this narrative that the Padres have played an easy schedule, it doesn't hold up to, you know, a little bit of research. Padres have played a fine schedule. The Giants have played 21 games against winning teams. Padres have played 20. So they're right there. Okay? So, you know, stop with this.
Yeah,
if that's what you want to complain about, or if you think you're, you know, finding a hole in the Padres' armor, it's not really there.
They're going to go play the Rockies 7 times in September. Again, I think I said that last week.
Well, they got 3 games.
Everybody has soft spots in their schedule.
Dodgers are playing the Marlins again this week after blowing them out 3 games last week. It's part of the deal. The Dodgers are doing what the Padres do. Dodgers have played 21 games against losing teams. They're 16-5. They crush those teams.
They're supposed to.
And that's what the Padres are doing.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's pretty similar, except for the fact the Padres have played quite a few more winning teams than losing. The Dodgers is the opposite. I'm just saying, it really doesn't matter. But for those of you that are trying to say, oh, the Padres aren't really that good, they haven't proven anything yet. Okay, fine. You can say it, but it doesn't hold up.
I love that we're truth busting, or what are we doing?
Yeah, fact checking.
Fact checking.
A little
fact
checking for you there, Scrape, because I knew people were going to say this after they beat the Pirates. They're going to, it was only the Pirates.
Oh, you should see the DM I got.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if they didn't play these guys, they're supposed to beat these guys.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So it doesn't count.
They're supposed to.
As a matter of fact, the Philadelphia Eagles last year, they won the Super Bowl with a 4-2 record. The other 10 games they were supposed to win, so those didn't count.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't count.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
You know, the 49ers actually should have gone to the Super Bowl, but, you know.
Those games they lost didn't count.
Speaking of the NFL, do you want to deliver your news?
Oh, yes. No more Justin Tucker.
With the Ravens.
With the Ravens. And I got to believe no more Justin Tucker anywhere. Who would pick him up at this point?
I don't know.
Except for the Browns.
I don't know. I think
I shouldn't joke. The Browns may need a kicker.
The Ravens just release a statement that's like normal. They go, oh, this was such a tough decision. Was it? Was it?
Couldn't have been.
16 people have accused him of doing bad stuff, and again, accused is the word there.
It is the word, but enough to get the Ravens to finally part company with Justin Tucker. More Gwen and Chris. Hopefully Tony's back up at potentially rainy Yankee Stadium on Quinn and Chris. Apparently going to play ball at Yankee Stadium despite the doomsayers.
The weather doomers.
Yeah, the weather doomers. The gates are open at Yankee Stadium. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in the booth at Yankee Stadium, so he probably has a little better idea than the rest of the people who think they know.
No, the people here in San Diego, Chris, with their apps, no.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Tony. No matter what you tell us, there are people on the chat here that know more than you do. So... How are you, sir? Good to catch up with you. good to go.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What's up with you guys?
Always great to talk to anyone who's at Yankee Stadium, because I can at least live vicariously through you. I love being at Yankee Stadium. There's just there's a feel about it, you know?
You know, you listen to the folks that have been to both stadiums, they poo-poo this stadium as not being what the old one was.
But
I like I like the stadium. It's it may not be it may not have the old vibe that that the old one had or the kind of mystique that it had. This is a pretty good stadium. That being said, the folks on the chat are onto something. I mean, it has been raining pretty much all day. It has not stopped. It is very, very light right now, but it's been consistent. And it does sound like, I mean, I don't think the weather forecast is any better tomorrow, so we might be here to try to squeeze at least one of these bad boys in.
Either that or, you know, the old triple header Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Which would be, something interesting.
Well, unfortunately for us,
right,
we both share an off day on Thursday.
Yes,
so
they could keep you
there.
They
could
an
go
extra
Wednesday
day.
Doubleheader Thursday.
Mm. Which, so that is a thing. It is.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a thing.
If everything rains out for a couple of days, I think the Padres say, look, you know, we it's not in our budget to stay overnight an extra night in the hotel. Just not in our budget. Sorry, we're either going to have to be done by Wednesday or that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know that works in the NCAA realm, right?
Listen,
we can't stay beyond this day, but we will stay on a bus before we not play these games if they really want us to play these games.
So. Chris, I actually have a weather report from myself.
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is
being cool here on the Entercom Empire. So if you're sitting out there,
what?
So that means,
man,
that it's raining those, somewhere.
That was a man. What a time right there. What a time it was to be Matt Scraby at that
point.
It was not a time to be Matt Scraby at that point.
Tony, I know that, real quick, start off with what happened Tuesday, because we haven't had a good chance since the bobblehead night.
Oh, yeah.
And your kids doing, you know, the great job throwing out the first pitch. And everybody, if you don't follow Tony on Instagram, you missed it all. But it was great, and it was quite a night. You know, how you made it through, I don't know. But I had tears in my eyes at least 10 different times during the game watching all the tributes to your dad. So
I think it didn't hit me until after. Okay. I don't know that I understood, like, what was actually happening. Like, I knew there was a bobblehead, but I didn't really understand, like, all of the significance behind it. You know, it's like we go through giveaways all the time, and this one just so happened to be my dad. I didn't recognize how special that was going to be until afterwards.
Yeah.
And so I thank the San Diego Padres for putting it on, but the fans were awesome. They consistently came up to me that day and just, you know, it was, you know, Tony Gwynn stories or whatnot.
Right.
And I just was very grateful that, you know, my dad's, we talk about it often, my dad hasn't played since 2001. He passed in 2014, so, you know, we're coming up on 11 years of him being gone and 24 years since he last played a game, and to still see the kind of love that is put on display is a humbling experience. So I'm very appreciative and thankful to everybody who makes that day as special as it was, even though I may not have recognized it in real time or until it was actually happening. But nonetheless, very grateful. It was really cool to see my kids out there. On a sad note, my youngest daughter tore ACL, so that's why she had the brace on.
Mm. Well, she did not that night.
Not that it was a couple days before.
I was going to say,
yeah, not on the pitch. She was the only one who bounced it, and that like really bothered her like the rest of the day.
Come on, late. It's okay. Huh?
Nonetheless, though, it was a really cool experience, and I'm very appreciative of it.
You know, Scraby and I said this the very thing the next day. It was the second largest attended game in the history of Petco Park, and your dad's bobblehead has got to be the main reason why this happened. It was a Tuesday night game otherwise against the Giants, which is, you know, a big deal. But, you know, we said this, like 24 years since your dad's played, and he still means this much to that many people. That's an incredible legacy that he will always leave for us. All right, so we got 2 wins over San Francisco, 3 over Pittsburgh. It's a little different story than it was last Monday. And, you know, this is what happens. You ride the highs and lows. But I like the high right now. They've won it a whole bunch of different ways. And maybe only you who played this game can tell us really how impressive what Fernando did to win the game Saturday was. Because
oh my God,
that ball only bounced away by about 1 foot. So
I have spent the last 48 hours, like, struggling to come up with adjectives that describe what he did in that ninth inning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and it, you know, most of it, with the exception of the last play, is all baseball IQ, right? Like, recognizing that in that situation in the ninth inning, the outfield's playing no doubles. And so they're playing deeper. And so, on top of the fact that they're pinching the gap a little bit. So, hard ground ball, as hard as he hit that one, out of the box, he's already thinking, too, because he's already assessed, oh, they're in no doubles, pinching the gap. He's got to go a little bit of ways on this ball. I'm getting the 2. He got there relatively easy.
Yeah, but that, you know, people didn't notice that, Tony. They thought that was just should have been a double. But you're right to bring that up.
They're playing no doubles.
Yeah.
They're playing no doubles. And he hit it hard enough to where Canario, who I believe it was in left, had to range far to his right. And, you know, as a base runner, anytime you get an outfielder moving east or west towards the baseball, that's going to make it that much harder of a throw to get to whatever base he's going to. And so, you know, as an outfielder, you always want to be approaching the ball going towards a base. That's best case scenario. So he didn't have that. Part 2, baseball acumen. And here's where the baseball acumen comes in. He he didn't take third right away, right? There was an out made. Arise couldn't get him over. Manny was down two strikes at this point. So in Toddy's mind, how can I, you know, maybe make this easy? He's already calculated that this pitcher's kind of dialed in on Manny, worrying about getting him out. I'm already in scoring position. He's not as concerned. And so what does he do with two strikes? He takes third. Now, listen, it could have been a pitch for a strike to Manny where he would have had to swing, maybe fouled it off, but it was a ball. It was a breaking ball at that. So he steals third, no throw.
Can we just now, I want to duck one thing in before you move on. A couple of weeks ago, he tried to steal third, and he was thrown out, and Scraby said he didn't mind. We tried to explain that running and stealing third with two outs as opposed to one out, there's a big difference. And this was a good gamble this time because he got himself in a situation where he's more likely to score as opposed to the other time. Should we note that difference here?
Maybe not. 1-1 ball game. Offense has been extremely hard to come by all game long. We're in the ninth at this point.
Right.
And so even if he takes off there, Manny fouls it off, and he doesn't take off the next pitch, Manny punches. That's just for example. If he's still getting the same reads that he got the previous two batters, I don't mind you taking that shot. Because as he said, it wasn't even a play at third. They didn't even throw it down.
Right.
So, therefore, he had that in his back pocket. So, in this case, I wouldn't have been mad either way. We weren't doing anything offensively, period.
Okay.
So, last part comes in. Now, the last part is a combination of something that this ball club has worked on since spring training, which is only one part of it, right? And I bring that up because the good baseball minds are anticipating the same thing that Toddy's anticipating, which is a ball in the dirt. However, 99% of us can't actually execute that part, which is being quick enough, explosive enough the moment that ball trickles away, you're on it. That's baseball instincts part of that, but the rest of it is just him being an alien. I mean, he got down there.
Being an alien.
He's got his foot in there on a ball that barely got outside the left-handed box. And, you know, no matter how you slice it, it wasn't Bednar's fault. He didn't have time to get from the mound to home plate to even receive a throw. It wasn't like he was lollygagging off the mound. He just didn't have the time because the ball didn't go that far.
The catcher couldn't believe that Fernando was
and so the
like
catcher, he was,
in.
Joey Bart was left with one decision, which is I got to pick it up and try to beat him to the bag. And it was close, but Toddy won out. And it was honestly like we often are comparing guys to a situation. That reminded me of Jackie Robinson right there when he took home Yogi Berra. I mean, ball didn't trickle away in that situation, but this was just it was just high-level baseball by a dude that is just crazy, crazy talented.
You're athlete. Right. Because you and I could have thought that out perfectly, but we wouldn't have made it. That's the difference. Well, you might have made it. You're fast. I would have been caught in a rundown.
Yeah, maybe
between
in my younger days I might have been able to get there.
I would have been caught in a rundown between third and home. That's a different story entirely.
I felt like Fernando did both the things that I've been okay with, which was stretching a single into a double and then trying to steal third. You know, I know it wasn't two outs, so. But Fernando's the only guy on that team that can do all that, so that's why I'm fine with him doing it, because he can do it.
It was a winning play, and it probably buys him a bad base running decision that gets him thrown out in the next month or so. We just say it's okay.
We have to.
Because he just won a ball game.
He did.
By the way, speaking of winning ball games, Tony, of the five that the Padres have won in a row, Xander's been responsible in my mind for two. And you know, look, he's still taking endless back here and on Twitter and on everywhere every time he, you know, pops up. But I like to see the fact that he's starting to, you know, come out of this just a, you know, if it's just a little bit. And yesterday his defense was really good at shortstop. So you add him into the mix, you know, this is a big deal to me. And I want people to recognize it even while they're trying to dislike him.
Listen, he had a bad series against Tampa.
Right.
And maybe a few bad games before that. But outside of that, Xander had been pretty good. And all we saw him do was kind of get himself out of that funk and you know, swing the bat a little bit better. And it's not perfect, but it's not nearly as bad as everybody's trying to make it out to be. And he had a bad series against Tampa, which seemed to exacerbate everybody and their thoughts on him. But I think Xander's done a good job. This team, it's almost like the catcher's offense, right? Like, nobody said a word about the catcher's offense when the Padres were getting 10, 11, 12 hits. As soon as everybody got hurt, we start highlighting those inefficiencies that have been there the whole time. It was just tolerable because everybody else was healthy. And so, like, that is not going to make or break their season. It's just not. And so, you know, I think Xander's going to keep doing his thing. It's not going to be great all the time, but it ain't going to be bad all the time. And so, you know, it's how it goes. Padres playing pretty good baseball once again. And, you know, again, I remind everybody, it may not seem like it, but Luis Arraez is a big, big part of why all of a sudden things just kind of got back to normal when he came back healthy again.
And speaking of coming back healthy, the word is that Jackson Merrill could be in the lineup tomorrow night. He's either in New York or on his way, according to
he's here.
Our sources.
Yeah, I think he's there.
And now our sources confirmed that he's there. Here's
he's
Mike
here.
Schilt talking about the possibility of Jackson Merrill's return.
Jackson Merrill in the clubhouse today. How exciting is it to see him making progress and hopefully joining you soon?
Yeah, no, it's great. Jackson's back, you know, looks like a, you know, he really was, as you would expect with all the guys, like, just got through doing it, just doing as well, but just a very professional rehab, you know, he dominated every day in what he was able to do, no more, no less, actually some more on some of the areas that he was looking to help support the team and stay ready mentally, but yeah, it's great to have him back, and we'll see what tomorrow looks like.
Not playing tonight, a matter of just the travel or the wet weather on the field?
Not playing tonight as a schedule of his rehab.
Okay.
Yeah, he played Saturday, played Sunday, and scheduled a day off today to recover, you know, from a couple games. But yeah, so he's on track for tomorrow.
There we go. On track for tomorrow. That's about as much of an admission you're going to ever get from Mike Schilt. So we will hopefully get Jackson back tomorrow. And that can only make things just a little bit better for the Padres. What'd you think of Stephen Kolek's debut, Tony Gwynn Jr.? Not bad. Or first start, I should say.
It was good. It looked a lot like spring training. A lot of ground balls, pounded the zone. Everything you could have wanted from him in his debut. 5 1/3. I thought he threw the ball very well. A lot of what I was looking for in terms of how he's attacking hitters with the sinker, he was at the bottom of the zone most of the night, and he did a good job. And the bullpen kind of took over from there. And the Padres' offense was good enough yesterday as well. You mentioned Xander; he had the 3 RBIs. They look good. Listen, everybody can look good against the Pirates, but they also look good against the Giants, too, before they left San Diego. So things are looking up. I want to share a quick story with you guys. It happened last night. It was funny. You know, bags coming off. I'd already taken my stuff up. I came back down. And, you know, depending on the hotel, they'll have, like, a line of security guards, kind of like an assembly line for the bags that are coming off. But the initial spot is the truck, and then my man's throwing them off. So he's throwing them off, and one of the bags kind of slides away right as this lady is getting out of the Tahoe truck. Her feet hit the ground. The bag falls over in front of her as she's taking a step, so she kind of has to, like, mid-step jump over this bag. And she's got like a gown on, like a Met Gala's today, I believe.
Oh, so, yeah, like, yeah.
She has, I don't know if it was one of the pre-parties, but she has like a long, white, nice gown on. And I'm watching this, I'm like, yo, this chick is athletic as hell. Like, you just jump over this bag. That would have ended in a face plant 99% of the time. And so I turned to Jesse and TJ Lucida, our travel guy, and I'm like, hey, did y'all see that? That chick just jumped over the bag like it was nothing. Like, and it was a small thing, but in the moment, it just caught my eye. Like, yo, that was crazy. She ends up walking into the hotel room, and I look closer. I'm like, oh, that's Serena Williams.
Oh, wow.
And so I turned and I was like, I guess that makes sense why she was able to kind of just jump over that bag like that. That was crazy.
That is.
Serena Williams comes walking into our hotel.
That is amazing.
That's amazing, but it also kind of tells you the difference between Tony's world and our world. Serena Williams does not stay in any of the hotels you and I stay in, Scrape.
I mean, this isn't just a star.
I just thought it was funny. It was just some random lady jumping over a bag, and it turns out to be like not only Serena, but like the most athletic woman of all time.
Pretty much.
Jumping over a bag at like 12:30 at night.
Yeah, oh,
I love it. Last thing, Tony, when you see Manny, apologize to him for having to play in Pittsburgh. Because you're the one that's supposed to get the nosebleed up in the press box.
Yes.
But he's the one that got the nosebleed yesterday. So I don't know. And it cost him a strike.
The umpire
actually
didn't care anything about that nosebleed.
No, he didn't care,
either.
Right? He rung him up. But I thought of you up in the nosebleed seats when I saw Manny yesterday. All right. Well, good luck tonight getting the game in. Sounds like they're going to do everything they can to play tonight.
That's what it looks like. It ain't looking good, but fans are coming down in the seats, so we'll see.
There's a window, Chris.
There's a window. Tony Gwynn Jr., have a good call, and we'll catch up to you tomorrow or whenever the next rain stoppage is.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
There's our guy. Tony. He's there. He and Jesse have the call. We got to get it make way for Sam. Got the pregame show coming up here shortly. Manny's bloody nose was just an addendum to the ball game yesterday.
I tweeted out, no big deal. Automatic strike, bloody nose double for Manny, and
seemed like he almost liked it. You know, he's like, okay, give me one of those.
You know, I have a stat on Manny that I think people are going to like because I was going to do it during the Big Five. We'll probably get it the Big Five tomorrow. But the stat is when Manny is swinging it well, which he is doing right now, he went 3-for-4 yesterday with a double and a walk. He's now hitting .295 on the season with an .819 OPS. He's 8-for-19 during his 5-game hitting streak. So Manny's starting to heat back up, Chris.
When he hits, the Padres win, and they've been winning even when he hasn't hit.
Yep.
But when he's hitting, look out. One last thing, if the Padres make the World Series this year, word is... and I got this from a source close to Eric Grubner's office there, right at the ballpark.
Okay.
If the Padres make the World Series this year, they're going to petition Major League Baseball to have the World Series games be played at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
I'm all for it.
And they should do it. If they weren't thinking of it, they should. Mike Schilt is now 28-5 as a manager at PNC Park. That is the highest winning percentage of any manager at any ballpark in the history of baseball, with a minimum number of games played.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you haven't drafted that letter yet in the Padre front office, you know, might want to start thinking about it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. You know what? We love being in the World Series, but we're going to forego our games in San Diego to play them in PNC Park.
Because you know that the Padres fans would fly
to PNC. Oh, we would
definitely
go there. But, Mike Schilt would probably second the notion. How much time do we have?
Not much, so I got to read this. This hour in 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, we found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why our recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Also, last day to sign up for the Scrabinator game. If you'd like to have a chance to go, go to 97.3thefansd.com, go to the contest tab, and you will see my name right at the top. Sign up there. I'm going to be selecting the winners in the next couple days.
All right. The Scrabinator game is a week from today.
It is.
Monday against
Sneaking up on me against
the Halos. NBA play. Do I have time even to mention? I mean, the Clippers.
We have about a minute and a half.
The Clippers took a dive on Saturday. Look, I'm embarrassed for the Clippers. You've got a championship coach. You got a two-time championship MVP star. And the rest of them played like just the Clippers that we'll always know. Like, it just seems like one team, like the Clippers are just never going to make it. And they just, a terrible Game 7 performance. Meanwhile, the Warriors last night, they did what champion teams did. They rose to the occasion, and they advanced in a Game 7. One last thing. The Winnipeg Jets scored 2 goals in the last 2 minutes, including the tying goal with 1 second remaining.
Wow.
In Game 7, and then beat the St. Louis Blues in double overtime. That was a hell of a game. But here's the note. The last time the Winnipeg Jets franchise won a Game 7 at home in a playoff series, it was 1977. The league was the WHA, and their opponent that night was the San Diego Mariners.
What?
Yes, an old team in the WHA. That's how long it's been since Winnipeg won a Game 7 at home. Wow. Sammy Leavitt is coming next with the pregame show. Pregame to a game, we hope, in New York. We'll talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.